I've got a very quick one for you here before we find out about these trainers. It's from Andrew Dawson, and he says he was cycling around on Frodsham marshes, and he was listening to us on his iPod, actually. He said that it was a thundery day, and then as he was going along, he suddenly remembered the story we talked about, me and Helen, a couple of months ago, when it was a guy who got hit by lightning. He was wearing his iPod, and it directed the lightning up into his ears. So he got a bit nervous at that point, and he said... he began to wonder whether his bike would protect him in the same way as being in a car protects you from a stroke of lightning. And he's saying, would my bike tyres protect me? And also, would it work like a Faraday cage?
Well, the way a car protects you is not because the tyres are insulating, so the lightning won't go through it. It's because you're surrounded by steel, which conducts electricity much better than you do. So if the lightning hits it, the current's going to want to go through the steel much more than it's going to want to go through you. So the current just goes around you, and you're absolutely fine in the middle. This is called a Faraday cage, as he was talking about. But if you're sitting on a bike, you're not surrounded by metal. So, in fact, probably the bike's going to make it worse, because it's going to produce a very nice... conductive path from your head through your arms through the bike down into the ground very easily. So
even though the tyres are rubber,
I think even though the tyres are rubber, they're only sort of maybe an inch across. So the voltage needed to put a spark across that isn't very large.
If they're damp as well.
Yeah, the spark has already flown sort of 500 metres through the sky. Another inch at the ground isn't going to be too much of a problem.
So the bottom line is that you're advertising yourself for a strike if you're cycling around on a bike in Frodsham Marshes or wherever you're cycling around. There's a thunderstorm.
Yeah.
iPod or no iPod?
iPod or no iPod. In a car, great. On a bike, not.
Thanks, Dave.
The Naked Scientist Podcast, brought to you by thenakedscientist.com.